You with the good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston.
If we win Michigan, we win the whole thing, the whole thing.
Every single vote matters. So let me ask you, who here has a plan to vote?
Closing arguments in Grand Rapids, Michigan for Donald Trump and in Philadelphia for Kamala Harris. 538 senior election analyst Nathaniel Rakich with more on what he'll be watching for tonight.
I think you want to pay attention to some bellwether counties. So thinking places like Erie County in Pennsylvania, or maybe a place that is just going to be really important to one candidate's win. So call that Wayne County in Michigan, which is where Detroit is. A lot of Democratic votes there. We are probably going to see some of those red and blue shifts that we saw in 2020.
At least 82 million Americans have already cast their ballots. This is ABC News. Police in Tennessee arresting an alleged neo-Nazi accused of plotting to use a drone attack on a power plant. He could face life behind bars. A lot of kids turning to caffeine for a kick, and it's taking a toll on their health, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A new study finds the rate of kids visiting hospital ERs for caffeine overdoses has skyrocketed, more than doubling since 2017. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teens consume no more than 100 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's about one cup of coffee a day. Symptoms of caffeine overload include anxiety, heart palpitations, and, in severe cases, heart attacks and even death.
A big change in the way Buckingham Palace will be run. The front gates will soon be open for tourists. Usually they are only open for the royal family, and the changing of the guard, King Charles, has been moving to make royal homes more open to the public. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Coming up, a look at weather for today in WRCA Radio. Is it raining out there, Hank?
Yeah, I can't even. Can you wash my glasses?
No. I think it stopped. I think so, that's just...
Maybe I just run really fast.
I think they're dirty from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 63. A brief thunderstorm is possible around midday today. Otherwise, some off and on showers. A few showers early tonight, a low of 40. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 52. Thursday, 55 with lots of sunshine. In Richland Center, a little bit of rain to the tune of 32 one-hundredths today. And we're at 51 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Tuesday. Day, November 5th.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm going all out for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL, girl. You probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause we need you, but I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on a JB. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? And I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Yeah. Telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for.
This kind of thing is what friends are for.
Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause we need you, and I got
John Morgan and Jason Aldean and WRCO. Good morning, 710, Quizzy Poo Day today. And we have a great lineup here of tunes and details on some great things in the community coming up. We want to wish the best of luck to the cast and crew of Grease. They're putting that on this weekend at Richland Center High School. And Kickapoo putting on a special show coming up here in the month of November. And they have like a variety show. So we'll hear about that, learn about that a little bit later on this morning on the morning show. In fact, here's Sammy Kershaw.
Well, I ain't Burt Reynolds and I ain't Tom Selleck. I got bills up the pike and my car's an old relic.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen here on WRCO Country and Community. Some things to celebrate today, including American Football Day. This is about the only day they don't have an NFL game, I guess, right? Well, sometimes it depends on the year. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, usually not. Let's see. It's also Commercial TV Broadcast Day. It is National Donut Appreciation Day. I think we have that about, every month, it seems like. National Love Your Red Hair Day. So we salute those with red hair. It's National Gunpowder Day. National Chinese Takeout Day. Oh, good stuff there. And, of course, the most important, Election Day. Today. Polls are open and will be open until 8 p.m. tonight. So ample hours to get there and vote. Get it done early, perhaps. But again, they're open until 8 o'clock, depending on what your schedule allows for today. 7:17 on a Tuesday. We'll see what old Hank Bray is up to, what mischief he's gotten into in just a moment.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer Parking Lot Party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Getting a flu shot and COVID booster doesn't just protect you. It protects
everyone you come in contact with. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is currently accepting appointments for our flu and COVID vaccine clinic. Vaccines are currently available at all TRHC locations, including our Spring Green and Muscadet clinics. If you already have an appointment with your primary care provider, these vaccines can also be given at that time. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone 6 months and older. Call today to schedule an appointment.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello. There he is.
Day. Go out and vote.
There you go. Boy.
I didn't sing it. I just
sort of. It was kind of a rap a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to rattle your mind, Philip.
Really?
Today, yep. Today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Quizzy. Okay.
How's the rain? Did you get wet coming in?
Yeah, there was a little bit. It looks like it's doing that now. It reminds me of what it was doing Sunday all day.
Yeah. Oh.
Just kind of.
Just dreary.
Dreary. Yeah. Drizzle.
Drizzly.
Yeah. Yes. Something like that.
Yep.
But as I always say, things average out. So we went with this really dry fall, and then we're going to get all our rain. It's going to look like a normal precipitation for the fall.
Yeah, it's dry.
It's dry, and then it's going to rain quite a bit again on Saturday.
That's what I heard.
It looks like.
That's what I heard. You're not full of good news at all.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I'm just saying. You're not. It is what it is. What can you do?
Sure.
Anyway.
Election day today.
The polls
are open until 8.
You bet. Get out and vote.
And then the, of course, the airwaves, TV waves will be a little quieter tomorrow.
Right.
So,
and here's the thing. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. Just go vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a lot of people.
Amen.
You see a lot of people divided today, and I'm just going to say this. I don't care who you vote for. I really don't. I'm just glad you voted. Just get out and vote. Just go vote.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
But that's how I promote voting. I think everybody has the right, and it should be a federal holiday. It really, really should be.
I'm old school. I always believe that I should vote that day. But
no, without question.
Hats off to whoever, however you vote. I don't
however
care.
You vote.
As long as you get it done.
Yep, so. Get it done. But I do think.
Yeah, I
do think it should be election federal holiday.
Yep.
I do. So, but we would never see it. We'd never get a holiday here.
Probably not.
You would never let us. Anyway, I'm
still. Oh, here. You meant here,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I thought you meant this country. Here. I would probably excuse you. You know, you'd have to make up those hours when you came back.
Yeah. Well, I'm still trying to run that 401k that you.
Yeah, that's a long ways.
It's a long ways. All right, buddy.
Well, what do you got?
I got 10 questions today. Mm-hmm. Guess what it's on?
The election.
The election.
Oh,
yep.
I got it right.
And you studied, apparently.
No, I didn't study.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I've got 10 questions, buddy.
All right.
They're tough ones. U.S.
Okay. I feel knee. All right.
You might want to put a check, make a box here.
What's that for?
To make a box and then put a check mark in it for election day. There you go. See?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right. Number one, U.S. Senate elections occur every 6 years. True or false? These are all true or false, Philip. These are all true or false.
Okay.
All right. Number two, members of the U.S. House of Representatives are up for election every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Number three, the U.S. Constitution originally did not set a specific date for election days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number four?
Yes.
Early voting is allowed in all U.S. states. Tough question there.
You notice I'm writing out the whole word, so you can't misconstrue, like if I put a T and then put a little tail about halfway down there. That was
false. I thought you were just going to make a little box and just check. I should have made a little election a ballot sheet for you today.
Sure.
I'm sorry about that, Phil.
That's right.
Number five, election day has always been in November since the U.S. began holding elections.
All right.
Number six, federal law mandates polling places must be open for at least 12 hours on election day.
Okay. Seven.
Seven, thank you. It is illegal in all U.S. states to take photos inside inside polling places. Number eight.
Mm-hmm.
Federal law, employers are required to give all employers paid off time to vote on election day. So are you going to give me paid off time? Mm.
See what I got.
I don't want any change.
Hold on. You see what I got.
Now you're paying me off.
All right.
There 50
go.
Cent.
Go vote.
50
yep.
cent.
Yep.
Do you want change?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What number nine?
Number nine.
Federal law mandates all states must provide voting materials in multiple language if needed.
All right.
Number
10.
Tenor. Federal law sets a national standard for ballot design in all states. Hmm. What do you all think right. you got, buddy?
Well, I'm going to go with six.
Really? It's a tough quiz.
It's a tough one. And then the other thing is there were quite a few that said all or... You know,
I wonder if
I'm always skeptical on those.
I wonder if some guy made that purposely to say that,
like Hank Bray.
I don't know who.
I'm not, but somebody. The guy that gives you
somebody
the
quiz. Up there in that front office.
Somebody that with dark glasses that drops off the quizzes and.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In a secret
briefcase.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 All right.
Number one, U.S. Senate elections occur every 6 years.
True.
It is true.
I actually knew that one.
Members of the U.S. House of Representatives are up for election every 4 years.
True.
False.
Is it false?
House elections are every two.
Every two. Yeah. All right. Here, I thought I was so smart.
Well, the U.S. Constitution originally did not set a specific date for election days.
Well, that's got to be true.
No, it is true.
Yeah.
No, it is true.
It's true.
I know.
Well, what do you...
I said, no, it is true.
No, it is true.
I'm giving you.
I'm just going to say.
Election grief.
Maybe think about it. So,
all right.
2 of 3, baby.
Yep, 2 of 3. Early voting in, number 4, early voting is allowed in all U.S. states.
I'm going to say false.
False. Early voting is available in most, but not all states.
Ah, okay.
Number 5, Election Day has always been in November since the U.S. began holding elections.
False.
It is false. Specific timing was established in 1845.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You remember that year? Good year.
Good year?
Yep, good year.
What year?
1845. Yeah, that was a good year, wasn't it?
Mm. 1845. We took a little. No, that was 1840.
1812. No, what is it? What is it? Took a little trip.
Yeah.
Battle of New Orleans.
I will not
sing anymore. 6. Federal law mandates polling places must be open for at least 12 hours on election day.
False.
It is false. Polling hours are determined by each state, not the federal government.
Right. All right.
All right. 7. It is illegal in all U.S. states to take photos while inside polling places.
I said true.
It is false.
Really?
Yes. Rules on photo cover and polling places vary by each state. That's more it says all.
Okay.
Didn't a young person
get in trouble for that, but I think they were taking a picture of their ballot.
Of their ballot, yeah. Right. I mean, you can take pictures of your ballot.
You shouldn't post them.
No.
That's where they got in trouble.
Well, why do that?
Well,
so
why do it? Why take pictures and post a lot of things?
Exactly.
Right.
That's true.
Well, 2 wrong. Go ahead.
What number are we on? 8?
8.
Federal law, under federal law, employers are required to give all employers paid time off to vote on election day.
False.
It is false.
Woo-hoo.
Voting, you're taking your money back, aren't you? Yeah.
Yep.
Voting leave laws vary by state. There's no federal requirement for paid time off.
Oh.
Number 9, federal law mandates that all states provide voting materials in multiple languages if needed.
True.
That is true. The Voting Rights Act requires material in additional languages in certain areas.
All right.
Number 10, federal law sets a national standard for ballot design in all U.S. states.
I'm going with false.
It is false. Ballot design is determined by each state.
State, yep. Yeah. All right.
That ain't bad, buddy. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10.
Two wrong, baby. Yeah. I should have got the House of Representatives one. Then I only had one wrong.
I threw that in there because I knew it would mess you up after you thought about
after
this one.
After six, yeah, exactly. So if I thought about it, but you know, that's that way it goes. I'm you know, I'm on the hot spot. It's like a 60 minutes interview, and I'm backed in the corner. You know,
right.
I'm sweating. You know, I've got to come up with an answer.
Because you know, and I've already made up the predetermined questions for you.
Right.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not going on the fridge, but
no, that's
I can help. I can hold my head high as I go to the polling place today. Like I'm very informed and I know what I'm doing, even though I might not look like that.
But no, you do look like it. As long as you just hold your head up.
Hold your head up. Yeah, that's what I think. You know, you always got to act like you know what you're doing. Act like you should be there, right?
You know what? That's how I am as an official.
Yeah. You've made a career out of that. The other thing is, if you act like you really like have a mad face, like people will leave you alone.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, gee. Oh, what's up with that guy? You know.
Speaking of mad faces,
here she comes, Joanne.
Uh-oh.
Joanne has voted.
Here she comes.
She got a sticker, I believe.
Did she get a sticker?
I think she did. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there she is.
She is one of the first to vote for WRCO.
There
congratulations,
she is.
Joanne.
Miss WRCO News.
All right, Joanne Krulas.
Have a good one, there,
buddy.
Brother.
Be good. Be kind.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at wccu.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Birthdays and anniversaries will be forthcoming here today on WRCO Radio. This day in history, Johnny Horton died in a car crash in Texas. The year was 1960. Also on this date, Democrat Woodrow Wilson was elected president in 1912. 1940, President Roosevelt won an unprecedented third term in office, defeating Republican challenger Wendell Willkie. 1968, Republican Richard Nixon won the presidency, defeating Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey and American Independent Party candidate George C. Wallace. George Foreman became the oldest heavyweight boxing champ at age 45. The year was 1994. Some notes from November 5th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Ethan Bindle, number 17. Have a great day from Grandma Isla and Grandpa Pip. Also to Kathy Broker from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. Also from Brian, have a great day today, and from your friends and neighbors. Also from Jordan, Desiree, and Peanut. And to Granny Kathleen Broker, from grandkids Alice Coulter and Lindy as well. Greetings today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Renee Bergeron, to Sean Ennis, Don Grakowski, Andrew Herzog, Kelsey Watson, and Jessica Tisdale. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club salutes today Kathleen Broker. And happy birthday from the RC Lions to Alex Adsett, also to Nancy Kramer, Duke, Maya the Explorer, Craig Perkins, and Tom Munns. To Kim Steiner, love you from Mom. Have a great day today. To Ron and Sandra Anderson of Blue River, from Charlene, happy anniversary to the Andersons. Also to Ron and Cindy Deckard from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, and happy anniversary, Ron Deckard, from wife Cindy. Congratulations to the Deckards. One other special couple to salute today, Clarence and Eileen Kunai from the Blue River United Methodist Church.
It's almost here. The Singer Estate Collection will be at J.J. Walsh Jewelers this Saturday, November 9th. We will have their entire collection of celebrity jewelry from Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and others. Antique, Edwardian, Art Deco, vintage, and more. What a great way to add to your collection. Uniquely accessorize your wardrobe or find a one-of-a-kind gift for your loved one. Where else can you find this type of creative gifts in Southwest Wisconsin? 9 to 4 Saturday at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one.
Thank you for joining us today and supporting local radio on WRCO and WRCE. We take you toward a news update with Joanne. Here is BJ Thomas. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a wonderful day. We'll join you next hour with sports and our trivia question of the day.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a drizzly 52 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Cloudy and mild with occasional showers today. A brief thunderstorm is possible around midday with a high of 63. Tonight, a few showers early in the evening, mostly cloudy and cooler with a low of 40. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 2 miles per hour, and it's 52 degrees.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & CountryRC.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Today, voters across the country will elect a new president. Voters will also be electing representatives to Congress and U.S. senators. In our listening area, voters will be choosing between incumbent Derek Van Orden or his challenger, Rebecca Cook, for Congress, and Senator Tammy Baldwin is being challenged by Eric Hovde. Around the state, there are a number of state Senate and Assembly races with the new legislative maps. As a result, voters in Richland County will be choosing a new state senator. Senator Joan Ballweg was drawn into the district and faces a challenge from Sarah Kieski. Senator Howard Markline was drawn out of the Richland County district. In the Assembly, Richland County will now be represented by one representative. Current Representative Tony Kurtz, who has represented the city of Richland Center, is being challenged by Julia Henley. Two other Assembly representatives who also covered areas of Richland County, Travis Tranel and Todd Novak, were drawn out of the district. Voters will also be electing local county positions, such as county clerk, register of deeds, and county treasurer. There is one race in Richland County, and that is for register of deeds between Michelle Brown and Deb McCoy. Also on today's ballot, voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for its duration of 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. In addition, the Baraboo School District is seeking $85.7 million. The Iowa Grant District is seeking $1.2 million. The Lafarge School District is seeking $900,000. The Wisconsin Dells District is seeking $4.5 million. And the Reedsburg District has two referendum questions totaling $30 million. With the many items on the ballot, you may wonder when results will be available. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. With the many items on the ballot, you may wonder.
Here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, our process and our law is a little bit different than other states. Once the election officials start to canvass the absentee ballots, so once they start counting, tabulating votes, they have to continue. They're not able to adjourn and reconvene. And so all of that has to happen in one fell swoop. And so the election officials, you know, will continue counting votes until all of the votes have been counted accurately and with integrity, and of course, in the public eye.
With the tight margins seen in Wisconsin, there is a very real possibility that there will be a recount.
The state of Wisconsin, we typically see some pretty close margins. I believe of the last six presidential elections, four of those have been within the recount margin. The recount margin is 1% or less between the top two vote getters. So that's a very, very tight margin.
But Wolf says the WEC is prepared for the possibility of a recount.
They're making sure that all of the details are prepared for a potential recount so that our local election officials are ready to be able to staff a potential recount. They know how they do things like collect the cost of a potential recount, We know how we'll collect data from unofficial results to determine whether or not someone falls into the margin that qualifies for a recount. And so they're really looking to establish all of those fine points of how a recount would operate ahead of the election, so that if we do find ourselves with a contest where there's a recount, that we're ready, we're prepared, that everybody knows exactly how it's going to proceed.
Polls are open and will remain open until 8 tonight. Voters need to be in line by 8 in order to vote.
On Election Day, voters in Wisconsin have to be in line by 8 p.m. in order to vote. And so if somebody shows up at, 8:01, they're not going to be able to get in line to vote. In most polling places, what they're going to do, and the best practice is they're going to send one of their election inspectors out to mark the line at 8 o'clock. And so that shows that anybody that's in front of them was in line by 8 o'clock, but anybody that would like to join the line behind them is not going to be able to because they joined after 8 o'clock. But a voter that is in line by 8 o'clock on election night will be able to vote.
We will have election updates on WRCO 100.9 FM and election coverage on WRCE 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. WRCE.FM or on the Civic Media app. Scott Klug is an author, businessman, as well as a former politician and television reporter. From 1991 to 1999, he was a Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from Wisconsin, representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Klug did not run for re-election in 1999. 98, and his term expired on January 3, 1999. Prior to serving in Congress, Klug was a television journalist for 14 years, serving as anchor and reporter for various stations in Seattle, Washington, Madison, Wisconsin, and Washington, D.C. Scott Klug currently serves as Director of Public Affairs for Foley & Lardner, a Wisconsin-based law firm, and represents clients in Washington and various state capitals. Scott Klug joined WRCO's Phil Nee on the morning show to discuss the 2024 election. Phil asked him about the group he is currently affiliated with and what their thoughts are on safe and secure elections in Wisconsin.
I think there's been a lot of claims around the country about election fraud, and I'm part of a bipartisan group in Wisconsin and all the other battleground states, essentially saying, the system works pretty well. And so my sort of partners in crime are J.B. Van Hollen, who is a former Republican attorney general who's from Bayfield, Mandela Barnes, who ran for Democratic Senator against Ron Johnson last election cycle, and then Mike Tate, who's the former Democratic chair of the state party. And I think the message we just want to deliver is that Wisconsin elections are safe and secure. A lot of the safeguards people want states to have, like voter ID, have been in place in Wisconsin for a long, long time. And I think it's important to send the message to people that their votes count, and we need everybody we can to get to the polls tomorrow.
Local election clerks have faced and will face unfair accusations, according to Klug, and that makes doing the job very difficult. So difficult, many have simply quit.
Well, half of the election officials in the country have quit since 2020. And people, I talked to folks in the podcast I do about the lost political middle. Folks who were, Democratic in Democratic cities and this very Republican state of Idaho, where people just got frustrated. And my mother-in-law worked for a million years as an election worker in Merrill, Wisconsin, just north of Wausau. And there's no vast conspiracy going on. But people just got tired of the accusations. I talked to the guy who's the Secretary of State in Idaho, Phil McGrath, who's a Republican. And I said, is it easier because you're a Republican Secretary of State in a Republican state? And he said, no, not really. And he said, I've got my frequent flyers. I mean, we've got folks coming to the office every other day asking questions about how the system works, how that piece of machinery works, how that software works. And he said, fine, I'm glad to be transparent. But there's, think about trying to do your job while somebody's standing behind you over your shoulder, and it makes people nervous. And, I just think of my mother-in-law in this case who, handed out ballots in the basement of a Lutheran church in central Wisconsin. And so I think this sort of sense of a grand conspiracy doesn't really hold water.
Wisconsin and Pennsylvania do not allow for the counting of early ballots until after the polls close, and this fact can cause confusion as numbers fluctuate greatly in a short period of time. Klug reminds us that does not mean there is fraud. It just means large numbers of votes, many from the same geographic region, are being counted at one time. The complete interview with Scott Klug can be heard at WRCO.com. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was in Richland Center Monday afternoon, stumping for Kamala Harris in the Democratic ticket. She looks forward to a promising future and a Democratic win.
I'm really optimistic. You know, I've been traveling the state heavily since June, over 9,000 miles. And what I get so encouraged about is the people who are first-time Democratic voters that are saying, I have voted for Republicans my entire life, but I can't vote for whether it's a convicted felon that includes being, you know, liable for sexual assault, to what he's done to this country. I mean, the attack on democracy in January 6th, to, you know, Foxconn in our economy here in Wisconsin, and Kamala Harris is this level of hope, whether it's the work that she has done fighting for reproductive rights to the economy here when she's talking about home ownership. All of that matters to voters, and I am really optimistic for the election tomorrow.
Today is Election Day. Polls are open until 8 tonight. Tune in to WRCO FM 100.9 for election updates and to WRCE 107.7 FM for election coverage. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, campaigned in La Crosse Monday on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris. Walz told a group of supporters that his campaign with Harris has been for an optimistic, hopeful, unified future going forward compared to a future under former President Donald Trump. Walz encouraged young people to vote and to urge others to do so. He was joined by his spouse, Gwen Walz, and Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar. He also made stops in Wausau and Milwaukee. Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance also stopped in La Crosse.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Tuesday, November 5th. Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday, November 17th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday, November 17th at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, November 17th from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center,